Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Well, you know what? Sometimes you come upon somebody saying something so succinctly, you just have to copy it and then give them credit. So from Revolver News, this is where we are. This headline. Show Trial USA. To our new regime, memes are election interference, but arresting your opposition's leading candidate is not. Well, I want you to think about that. So there's been two arrests or indictments lately. Of course, the Trump show trial indictment, and I'll explain why. And then the other one was something like, it's from Fight Club, Tyler Durden or something like that, where someone purposely just used a fake name as a pseudonym on a, on social media and was sharing different memes. And so for that, the guy is being indicted or jailed, I forget which. And yet, everything that's happened with Ukraine and Hunter Biden and the clear and obvious connection of Joe perfectly well knowing about it, and therefore actual foreign collusion, and so on and so forth. And the COVID mandate that no president has ever thought he could possibly do anything like that, force individual humans to put something into their body that they don't want. And yet the Supreme Court says it's unconstitutional. The guy clearly was purposely overstepping the unconstitutional bounds to try to grab power on behalf of him or others. And he's fine. But we indict a president for criminal indictments. Now, hold on. I want you to think of this comp here. We indict a president for criminal indictments. Let's just compare it to when someone was president and got caught lying in a civil trial. Okay, well, this didn't rise to the level of civil trial and lying, but even if it did, again, that was just a matter of impeachment. He was never charged with any of that. That is the president. Now, maybe it's because it's standing. He was the president at the time. But a criminal indictment, an arrest, how is it not just a civil indictment? So that's where I'm going to use my co-host on Chemology, to use one of her terms, I'm going to say this is Tysonology, as in it's more a feel. For her, it's Chemology on Chemology 411. She goes, well, this is just Chemology. It's common sense to me. It's not highly researched. So I'll say this is Tysonology. A criminal indictment for something around hush money that was taken? And apparently because maybe he lied or someone lied for him about the existence of the hush money. Again, that's a civil situation. She accepted the hush money and then, yes, later wanted to talk about it. But these are not criminal type acts. And so this indictment and arrest stuff, no, that's a civil trial. So, yeah, I'm going to repeat that then. To our new regime, and again, unelected president, I don't care what you say. Obviously, some people voted for him. Basement Joe did not win the election. If you don't believe me, go listen to my 2000 Mules episode. You know, go listen and research yourself into how magically numbers switched at a certain time early in the morning. And it was clearly like a 10,000 vote straight and direct switch to the other candidate. If you don't believe me, go look up the history of how the presidential race surely follows approximately what the swing positions, what the swing races and how they go in Congress. And so surely if it follows approximately, and basically it's a really good indicator that if swing races go in one party's direction, then obviously that's mostly the way the presidential races go. But certainly if it's an extreme case of which way the swing races went, and then you can say that it will be consistent with the presidential election, and yet it wasn't. the Republicans did well in the swing races and somehow lost to basement Biden by a historic amount of votes. So he is not the president, okay? He is president name only. He was not the elected president. And so in one sense, the definition of the president is the person who the people elect, not merely the title, but the person who people elect. And therefore, that's why, as I say, he's not the president. Don't get on me. Don't say you cannot deny someone who is the president. I can, because he's not. Because the definition of president is someone who gets elected, unless, of course, he's replacing somebody, but that's not wasn't the case. So again, then, to our new non-elected, non-president regime who said, yeah, I'm just going to make excuses to force jabs on people. They've had a year to decide whether they want or don't want it, and they've had all of our subsidized propaganda. So if it was going to convince them, it would have convinced them by now. So if they wanted to, it's free and it's available. So if they were going to, they would, and I don't care. I'm going to force them. Made a totally unconstitutional argument, and the Supreme Court found it to be unconstitutional. Employers of 100 or more, I am now your master, and that also goes for your health choices. In the age of subsidization of those choices, where it is already swayed in the favor of you more likely to make that choice because your taxpayer money and your debt slavery went towards making that affordable and at least out of your pocket free, and where your debt slavery and your direct tax money went towards all the propaganda to push it in salesmanship, and where your debt money, your debt slavery, and your direct taxes went towards the warp speed operation to, quote, get it developed, in that situation where you still said no, and not only no, but hell no, this non-elected president said, yeah, you're going to, and you're going to like it. And then luckily the Supreme Court halfway stood up. But in the meantime, I can tell you, I personally know multiple people in one family under 35, multiple people under 35 who were in the healthcare workers, who are healthcare industry, who are direct victims of this president, of this non-president, president in title only. And how the Supreme Court said, well, I guess if you come up with some excuse, we'll say it's a rational basis. The lowest possible hurdle to allow something to be considered constitutional, if reviewed de novo, which is brand new, there's no way it would be considered constitutional, not in any way, shape, or form. Does the Constitution say the president can force individual health decisions on Americans? But since we have this stupid standard of review that gives them almost a 100% benefit of the doubt, as long as somebody on their legal team can put together some idea of, well, what was your motivation? Did you have some kind of motivation? Was there something that seemed halfway like you had a purpose? Okay, then we'll let it stand. So it stood for the healthcare workers, and healthcare workers have died and been maimed and have been permanently disabled as a result. So that regime, oh, nothing criminal to see there. No indictment there. And no foreign collusion with the Ukraine, and that's why we're happily subsidizing the war. No, that president, no, not worthy of anything. But yeah, to our new regime, memes are election interference, but arresting your opposition's leading candidate is not. Think about that. Now, I will say again, and I've said it many, many times, when President Trump was first elected, I said, you had better watch your P's and Q's because they're going to be ready to impeach you tomorrow. And that stood to be true. Chaos after chaos was introduced into the environment, one thing after the other, until they finally went, damn it, this fucker might win. And so then they entered the COVID thing. And they got Trump out of office, whether he won the election or not. For whatever reason, the stooges took the bait of the elites and decided he was in a existential crisis, an existential threat to the U.S., even as the United States was doing just fine after 3 years. In fact, the economy was looking decent. Existential crisis. And then they took all the stooges who would believe them, and they also got up in arms and rabid about it. And so now we potentially have him going, I'm going to take it back. I don't think he'd win. I'll just be honest with you. I don't think any way, shape, or form he would win. I don't even think he'd come close. But on the other hand, who else is the leading candidate? Who else is? At this point, that is an accurate statement. Arresting your opposition's leading candidate is not election interference, but memes by a guy on social media with a pseudonym are election interference. That's your new regime, folks. Your new regime puts out the Restrict Act. I don't know that he's behind it, but the people like him are behind it. That is clearly on its face a criminal law compared to what the Constitution is. A criminal bill. Something that is so obviously not to the traditions of the United States and to the letter of the law or the traditions of the Constitution that whoever even wrote it should be immediately put in prison. This is what needs to happen. Whoever wrote that said we will have unlawful acts that we will not define, but you got a general sense of it because we want to ban TikTok, so it must be about content. And if it's about content, oh, by the way, we threw in property seizure measures too. So our unlawful acts section literally does not list what any unlawful acts are. It just lays out all the very strong enforcement mechanisms for whatever we decide later. And that can mean the president most likely or regulations or whatever deep state crap comes up with how to interpret the law, because that's how vague laws get interpreted. They get taken to the bureaucracy to define in a more specific way. And so they'd be in some administrative type courts and regulations and bureaucracies to fill it in and executive orders. So these vast idiots are going to take the same president who said, yeah, I don't care how much you don't or do want that in your arm, the free thing that we have been touting to you as the solve of all of your health problems as regarding this thing that shut down the world, you're going to take it. Now, these vast fools, whoever's behind it, are trying to get that same president who is willing. Listen, we know that this idiot showered with his daughter. We know he's weird. We know he sniffs people in public, at the freaking podium. He'll sniff people. This guy is so easily coerced by the things that he has done in the past. I have no doubt they have some kind of video, and yet he's so hungry for power, he didn't go, well, I guess politics isn't it for me. I screwed up. Like most people like me, I mean, I got a few things in my past, nothing criminal, but things that are embarrassing. Or even if I wanted to go with politics, I'd be like, I know what they're going to bring out. I don't want to have that stuff brought out. I just, it's going to be dumb, but it'll be enough to, make my race a failure, no matter how good I am. And so what would be the point? This guy has 100,000 times as much actual bad stuff compared to me, and he still just kept wanting to run. So this perfect puppet, you will do what we say, or will say that one thing, and who has shown the willingness to be absolutely tyrannical, even off of his own behalf or on the behalf of others, is now going to be given the Restrict Act. If these idiots don't go, who the hell wrote this? Because these people have to be imprisoned immediately. Who wrote it? Because they have to be out. Whatever interests are behind this are interests that are trying to turn the United States into a non-constitutional state, into a non-constitutional republic, which is an impossibility, and I should say a contrarian terms, right? So, yeah, I'm going to repeat one more time. Show Trial USA to our new regime Memes are, quote, election interference. But arresting your opposition's leading candidate is not. So the guy who was literally convicted of election interference was making memes that at the most supposedly just may have fooled some Hillary voters. So I'm going to read this a tweet from a Sagar and Jetty. And by the way, this isn't on Revolver News. This is humanevents.com, which I don't believe to be very politically conservative. So he says, this verdict is chilling for speech online. Mackey's only crime was making a meme that, quote, may have fooled some Hillary voters. For that crime, the Biden Department of Justice brought charges against him their first week in office and have set a horrifying precedent for the future. And somebody else follows and says they were unable to produce a single victim at trial. For this, he faces 10 years in prison. Mackey exercises free speech rights joking about the establishment progressive Democrats leading presidential candidate, suggesting that those who intended to vote for Hillary Clinton were accustomed to doing what they were told. And this is the point. This is no less than dissident arresting. It's literally no less than arresting dissidents, the usual Chinese and Soviet thing. So I'll let them say it in words that I don't need to. The Department of Justice convicting Mackey is no better than the Chinese Communist Party arresting a woman in Hong Kong for speaking out against her authoritarian practices. Now, remember Hong Kong, you know, nearly went up in smoke. I'm exaggerating, but they had major, to me, that was a trial balloon. I'll never forget that they were interviewing someone in Hong Kong, a British reporter going, why are you guys like, I'm paraphrasing, like, why are you guys so mad? Like, why are you protesting so hard? Like, it was a foreign idea because China is taking us over and is trying to clamp down on free speech. Why are you asking? We're trying to uphold your historical traditions politically, the ones that shine the light of freedom across the globe. And you're confused as to why we're protesting over here? I'll repeat. The Department of Justice convicting Mackey is no better than the CCP arresting a woman in Hong Kong for speaking out against their authoritarian practices. Obviously, that's the parallel. No better than Stalin, Lenin, Mao, or Pol Pot targeting a citizen who disagrees with the regimes. Mackey faces 10 years in prison for a joke. So when I said, now think about this. When I said earlier, like Trump, and listen, I'm a libertarian, but I know freaking tyranny when I see it. This is freaking tyranny. All of them deserve, through due process, these types of people deserve to be in prison themselves. They are not withholding their oath. Their oath to be not treasonous is to uphold the Constitution. And this is not that. So think about this, 7 years and then some change, and more than that, actually. Yeah, 7 years, right? Because he only won one election. And I told you, you better be watching your P's and Q's. They had the Russian collusion, absolute hoax. You can go listen to my stuff on that. Even the Department of Justice ended up going, now, why did you do this FISA warrant when literally you had information that was contrary to what the Steele dossier said? And yet no one's in trouble for it. I said, you knew that this is nowhere near as substantiated as you ended up telling the court it was. How is that not lying to the court and convicting and a convictable offense? Well, it is. So why didn't they do it? Well, because the FBI did it as an institution. No, they didn't. Some parts of them did it in a partisan fashion. It's not that they just did it as an institution. Though there is that, individuals were responsible for the individual acts of deceiving a federal court. So after 7 years, what do they have for President Trump, who, by the way, doesn't even drink, which God knows if it was a Democrat, that's all you would hear every single day. What a Puritan absolute world-level genius, because every Democrat, as you may have found out, is a world-level genius if they can make the argument in any way, shape, or form, which tells you a lot about why they don't make that argument about Biden and Kamala, right? Yeah, there's a reason they don't. But everybody short of that, in the last 25 years of Democrat presidential, vice presidential, first lady, first man history has been an absolute and utter genius. And all the Republicans have been absolute utter fools. And now they don't even try to make that conversation. They don't even try to make it as that argument historically for Joe Biden, let alone now. So if that doesn't tell you a lot. So, but yeah, if Joe Biden was a teetotaler, I always forget that's what that means. I get kind of confused by that term. If he didn't drink, it's like, oh, he's so virtuous. Although that would be laughable since he sniffs young women and he can't even help himself to do so. The best they could come up with is that he paid off a porn star to not disclose that they slept together. And then to say that this payoff in some way helped his campaign. This is literally political dissidents being arrested. And literally, in a total banana republic, what was the main thing in the simplest plot, the highest level, not meme, I always forget, trope, in a banana republic, a type of a scenario. Well, if anybody tries to oppose them politically or otherwise because they plan on overthrowing them, or if they even just plan on, if it looks like they're going to be a decent candidate, well, that banana republic dictator, that's dictator not in name but in acts, goes, yeah, well, you are not going to oppose me successfully, and I will make sure of it because I have the power of the office. And so we will make sure that that happens. And so somebody comes up who's like a people's champion, and I don't mean in a people's, in China type of a way, but they are truly a grassroots candidate that understands the frustration that the people have with the tyrant that has taken over the powers. And then that same tyrant goes, oh, no, you're not. No, you're not going to beat me. And I will pull out. I mean, I'm a tyrant. I mean, why wouldn't I pull out all the stops to make sure you don't beat me either officially or otherwise? And this is what that is, people. So, yeah, it's bad, ladies and gentlemen. It's bad. We are teetering. In this regard, I'll say it again. I mean, I'm a libertarian, so I probably would have said the same thing 10 years ago, actually. This is nothing new to me, but it's a new level of. Your government is not serving you anymore. A government that introduces, and whatever that means, you can say, it's not the government. However, a government gets a bill that anybody has done anything except shred to pieces upon first view, that's an actual congressman, that reads, we will have unlawful acts and we will not state any, but we will have many, many enforcement mechanisms, including we will take property like it's a RICO act. But forget it's about drugs. It's about content. So when I go and say, screw you, Amazon, you're not going to be a server space. You're supposed to be agnostic, atheistic, apolitical as a server space location. And you're being rabid political and not allowing my content that is clearly of a political realm because you don't like those politics. I'm fine. I won't use you, Amazon. You can go screw yourself. Turns out ABZ servers over here is like, hey, you know, if you hate Amazon, come over to ABC servers because we will not discriminate against you based on the content you're trying to put out. Well, under this Restrict Act, they can be like, ABC servers, you're a part of this too. We take your servers. I mean, we literally financially ruin them because ABC servers does not get justly compensated for its servers without going through a bit, just like the RICO Act, without initiating a legal proceeding themselves. Even if they're not found guilty, they are already immediately terrorized by their property being taken away. their servers as they would win in the free market. So think about it. Okay, well, yeah, Amazon, okay, well, good luck with that. I mean, you're going to say that people have doesn't have content because you're bored, or God forbid, BlackRock's bored on your behalf, you know, when they're basically intimidating boards to do certain things. So in essence, standing in for the board on many important decisions. If you're not going to be political about this, then we'll take you out of our stock, our funds, our big index funds, and you will lose money hand over fist. So you don't have to be political if you don't want, but if you're not, then guess what? You are out of our index funds. Okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. So, you know, usually if a BlackRock or the actual board says, well, you know what? We don't think we should allow people like Alex Jones to start a list. Well, in a free market, then someone else would go, hey, remember how Amazon censors against you and you never know exactly when it's going to happen because it's totally ambiguous? Or if you do know what's going to happen because you're anything but far left commie tyrants, then maybe you want to come to us because we are not going to do any of that. We are not in the business of being content editors. We are in the business of providing effing servers. So come on over. And in a free market, it would all settle out to the proportion of what the people and the population thought for their tolerance towards Amazon web servers, tyrannical ways versus, no, let's really actively support the place where we do feel safer. In a free market, that would settle out. But you just simply rig the free market and say, well, Amazon's with us and they're against us, so we're going to go steal their servers. That's where we are. The government, and I'm not saying they're going to pass the Restrict Act, but even the mere fact that it was even introduced, the mere fact that it's even written, is real breadcrumbs as to the utter level of criminality and the confidence in their criminality that's happening by deep state actors or think tank actors or who knows what going through those behind the scenes, that they would even dare even write up such an act. Wow. I mean, to say, as I said before, I would have said this 10 years ago, your government doesn't serve you anymore. I would have said it for different reasons, for not the specifics, you know, for the banking system and the like, and how the writing is on the wall as to where the tyranny is going to go and how they're going to have to be more military and more intelligence deception-based because of us destroying our economy through debt spending. I would have said it for different reasons, but man, every single one of these that happens, there's another reason to go, maybe more people understand why your government is not serving you anymore. And maybe that means, because, you know, God forbid that means, oh, we know what he really meant. He meant to have a political opinion is what he meant, so shove off. But, you know, at the simplest level, it can be, well, what is your government? It's 99% Democrats and Republicans. And what have I told you a billion times I am? You know, it'd be a hell of a start telling them to screw off the both of those parties. Because if they won't even identify, if they're too ashamed to say, well, I can't, you know, I kind of like some libertarian principles that sound really good on the campaign trail, but I can't be a libertarian. If they're ashamed because of what that really stands for versus their party, then have you had about enough? I mean, honestly, isn't the jig in? Isn't the jig up? Or don't we know what's going on for the average Republican, the overwhelming Republican as a candidate and as a representative? They go around talking about whether a plant got open in their district and whether they got tax money to come into their district. And they ignore everything else. And they spend a lot of time being productive, quote unquote, but really being busy. You've heard of the idea of being productive versus being busy. Well, that's what the Republicans do. I mean, the Democrats are not even in this conversation because the overwhelming majority of them are too far gone to even begin to recover our country if their ways are used. Now, I say that. I was in the Ron Paul movement heavy. And that Ron Paul movement was full of disillusion from every side, Democrats, Libertarians, Republicans. So I actually knew quite a few Democrats. But the point was, in 2008, those Democrats are like, shit, I don't know what's going on with my party, but I'm done with them. Well, you know how much more rabidity and insanity has entered the ranks of the average, conversations and thoughts, the average thought pool, the average brain space of people who identify as Democrats since then? If they haven't left in the 15 years since 08, then you thought they were a little bit worthless before, like, there is nothing to salvage here. Just imagine, if there are still people still strongly identifying with Democrats, even as they see the utter tyranny, the tyranny has gone up tenfold, and the ones who support it 100% are almost inherently Democrats. 90% of the ones who go 100%, dude, I am so all in, I can't even tell you how all in I am. Democrats. Now, the idiot Republicans will say, you can distract them as soon as you say something like, well, you know, this is, we do got to do this after all. Gee, how do we make it more effective and make money off of it? Well, we should probably have, you know what, we need to support that. And you know what we should do? We should try for that. RFP for the RFP. We should try for that contract. RFP is right, but it's too specific of a term. We should try to get that contract to be a government contractor to make sure we body scan everybody and to make sure we, you know, sell the temperature screenings to everybody. By the way, go listen to my episode on temperature screening. Absolutely and utterly absurdly inaccurate and unscientific garbage. Always was going to be. Temperature screening cliff notes are, yes, it's great to see a delta. For instance, where your relative lack of insulation is. That's very easy. It's a difference in the color seen on the thermogram. But it's entirely different to get an exact fever. Never mind that people's average temperatures vary wildly. It's called a bell curve. It's called natural distribution. But you get some idiot Republicans to go, well, now that we have to do it, you know what? Let's go ahead and try to take our thermometers and turn them into thermometer stations, see if we can sell it to the government for a lot of money. You know what? You don't even have to buy them. I'll tell you what. You can just lease them for $10,000 a month. That way, your employees will be safe and you'll really know. No, you won't. But we don't care. We can make money and you're not going to bluff it because you're the idiots who want us to help spread this myth anyway. Of this precision. So we know you're not going to bluff it. You're going to be wusses and you'll accept the contract for me or others. So yeah, we're going to make money off of it and go along with your lie because we can make money off of it. So yeah, I mean, this kind of turned into why I'm a libertarian. So when people hear me, you know, just on its face, just dismiss Democrats, there's a reason. That's where I am. And if you're a Democrat, well, I'm hopefully waking you up, man. You don't have to be offended. You really don't. The bedfellows of truth. I'm sorry. What is it? Oh, yeah. It'll be like, you know, politics makes strange bedfellows. Truth seeking makes strange bedfellows. I should be able to listen to somebody if I just happen upon them. Maybe eventually I get tired of them and I don't happen upon them anymore because I've got an attitude about them. But if I just happen upon somebody and they go, libertarians are the worst thing ever, right? But if somehow they don't offend me just enough for me to immediately turn it off. I listen a little bit further and the person goes, and they say a point and I go, wow, that guy hates libertarians. Which I will never be anything but that unless another party comes out. But he's right about that point. Truth makes strange bedfellows. So, like, literally the people's, I don't know, the people today, whatever, the worker party, the Chinese, you know, guess what? They have articles about current events. Sometimes they find, right? I shouldn't say sometimes. You can read that and find some stuff that goes, hey, I didn't know about that. I wonder if that's true. Well, geez, they're quoting the person. So it must be the quote is true. Well, but how could that be? That would mean that I'd be supporting the Workers' Party paper. No, I wouldn't. It's that I'm reading it. Truth-seeking makes strange bedfellows. All right, I went a bit aside on that, but I'll go back to this is where we are, guys. The government that is allegedly yours is not serving you. Or put another way, it's no longer your government. Because the government does serve the people. It looks at the people. It tries to protect the people's rights, not the regime's rights, not the regime's power. It does not try to cover up things and protect the regime's power. And of course, you can say, well, that's been happening for a long time. Yeah, and I've been arguing against it for a long time. So yes, every single instance of it being worse does not mean that it's legitimate because it's happened before, right? I mean, black budgets and the like, and the CIA going operational when it was never meant to be operational in overthrowing governments alike. And I'll tell you another thing. Whoever this judge is, that is not an American. Because that judge, I'm exaggerating. Let me take that back. I feel bad about that. That is not an American in spirit. Because if you are an American in spirit and go through law school and understand the Constitution, and then you come up with this garbage, well, then you did not want to agree with any of it. You were disingenuous almost from the beginning, and you just slipped through the cracks, which you can do. I mean, you can pass law school. I have, and you know, I can tell you there are certainly some people who, it's not like you're supposed to share your personal beliefs and, you know, do you promise? I mean, that's what the oaths are for. But is there anything that said, no, we are going to make you take a lie detector test? Now, you know the basics and the fundamentals of this American Republic because you know the basics and the fundamentals of this American Republic. Are you going to truthfully and impartially apply those principles? Are you just going to say, screw it, I hate these dumb rules anyway, and I think it's ridiculous, and I think we should do something different? Which one are you going to do? Because if you're going to do the latter, you do not get a Juris Doctor. But obviously, they don't do that. They don't, they should. I suppose it could get tricky, but on the other hand, not really. Like, there should almost be a, you know, an oath just to graduate law school, honestly. Okay, now you know all the rules, and so do you take an oath to upholding the Constitution as you have just spent 3 years learning it? Or do you take an oath to uphold the principles of fairness and justice as you have just learned it? I know you get into those gray words and it gets a little bit tricky, but I'll tell you this, this indictment is literally... it's literally just a political arrest for both of them. Put up memes, get arrested. Put up memes, get found guilty. Imagine. This is literally, hey, you don't have to agree with the Soviet premier, but if you don't agree with a Soviet premier, well, we got a nice place in Siberia for you. That's what it is, guys. And just because we can put individual faces to it and make individual arguments, well, I'll be able to, because it's not a general rule to get, and you could make the argument. Yeah, you could make the argument, and that's what tyrants do. You don't think they do show trials that they did show trials in the Soviet Union before they sent people off to Siberia and had something looking like due process, but their due process and their laws were twisted. And well, I mean, again, they don't come from a constitutional republic. And so, you know, their basis does not like quite look like ours, just like the UN Charter is the opposite. The UN Charter is not a constitutional republic. The rights come from the people, and all we can promise you is that we will do our best to protect your rights, and then you go from there. No. UN Charter does the opposite of that. It opposes the principles of the what we're here for is to protect your individual rights against Ten Commandment type of violations. That's what we're here for. UN Charter says the opposite. It really does say the opposite. It is a collectivist document that says it basically from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. But more than that, I mean, it literally, you know, tries to say it's just so world equaling somehow, which is always an impossible task. Go read my or go listen to my episode called Isaiah's Job. I pencil that essay. Whenever you try to take full control of something from a centralized point, the amount of inefficiency and then also corruption that can then start, it is exponential as you approach going from individual free choices to more and more centralized decisions. It becomes both more tyrannical, it draws more corruption, and it is inherently less efficient because you cannot make those mass decisions. Individual choices and many, many players in the economy and in any place are the individual choices are what becomes most efficient. So go read iPencil. The UN Charter is the opposite of iPencil. The UN Charter is that we can do everything right from here, in essence, and we will. We reserve the right to stop anybody from doing anything at any time so that we can make the world's wisest decision, which inherently means you are making a corrupt decision over time, because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and centralized power draws corruption more centrally. Okay, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.